Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, right out of the gate. Dr. Jason Kahn's on the other end of the phone at his home in Eau Claire. Mark Halverson here at WWIB Radio. Good morning, Dr. Kahn's.
Good morning.
Welcome to the first full day of fall.
Yes, and a chilly start to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. You know, people start talking about their favorite seasons, and Caleb's talked about the fact he's more of a summer guy, but how much his wife loves the fall. But I got to think, you know, the thing about summer is those hot and humid days, and fall is pretty nice. It really is.
Yeah. And our electric bills tend to get lower.
Uh-huh.
I guess our, for those of us who use AC anyway, it tends to get lower in the fall. So
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's see. We have September 23rd today. And so, I don't know. Let's do this combination again where we go back to your earlier book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And page 115, the devotion is, you get all kind of fancy spancy on us with John 16, 4a.
Yeah, that's true. And then the question is, how do we pull that out in terms of working through the letters to the beloved? But we'll kind of pick it up and see what we get here. So,
yeah.
All right. So the devotion, I don't know if you want to read the verse. Do you want me
to read I'll read the verse. That way it's teamwork. All right. Here is a short verse. 16:4a. I'll have to make sure to cut myself off here. But I have said these things to you, Jesus, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. So it sounds like Jesus is praying, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So Christianity is a faith of the past, present, and future. Although we live our lives in the present, our remembrances of the past and our expectations about the future shape and inform how we live. Jesus told his disciples that their future could be painful and that they would be attacked and even killed for spreading his message. If they focused only on the possibility of pain, they might fail to love those right in front of them. Jesus told them not to forget what he had said. When we can see that our present circumstances are part of his unfolding plan, it allows us to move forward with boldness, courage, and love.
Boy, and I want to make sure to close out with your prayer there, too. Again, this is some notes from the upper room. You got the book and then the devotions. But I know what stands out to me from that, but why don't you start? What stands out to you?
Yeah, so, you know, I think I know for me, I can get really wrapped up in the idea that things are not going according to plan, right? You know, that I can worry about things that have happened in the past, get bogged down by things that have happened or things that are coming in the future. And for me, I think that understanding that where we are is right where God has us. Where God intends us to be, and I think that understanding that he has all things in control is really important for me to remember.
You know, what stuck out to me is the idea about Jesus told his disciples their futures could be painful and that they'd be attacked and even killed. Because I was talking to a friend yesterday, and this friend had had really the deepest valley of their life and just circumstances as such that a wonderful servant of the Lord, and yet this really deep and dark and trying time. And we got I kind of suggested, like, yeah, death is bad, but, I mean, it, like, comes and then it's done. Whereas to face a trial of a mental, emotional, spiritual trial, and it had a beginning and seemed to be coming out of it even yesterday, and that's rough. You know, not to minimize death, but similar when people talk about death and divorce. Like, death is tragic, but a divorce, just such a tearing and a ripping, you know?
Yeah, I heard somebody say one time that what is hard for people is not pain, but unrelenting pain. And that made a lot of sense to me. You know, I think the idea that, you know, in the story of Job, you know, he went through a lot of things that many kind of persisted, right? And I think that was the challenge in finding God in the midst of that struggle and that pain. So,
Yeah, when we think about it for ourselves or for other people, we think, you know, when it comes to death, we say, boy, we don't want them to suffer. I mean, that's just kind of the dragging on, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've told the story repeatedly. Actually, I had a neighbor woman who lived across the street, and she was in her mid-90s, very vibrant, still edging her own lawn in her 90s. And I talked to her one day, and she said, you know, she said, I think I'm ready to die. And within a couple of weeks, she had a massive stroke and died. And everybody said, well, that was really sad. And I thought, that's actually perfect. You know, she knew the Lord. She lived a long, vibrant life. Uh-huh. And, you know, and it was that there was no suffering. It was just done. And yeah, that's it. Suffering is hard to make sense of as we try to understand God, I think.
It sure is. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning to close out the week. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, our buddy Jason Cans again. Now, don't forget Letters to the Beloved. His latest, it took him 6 years. It's a devotional commentary on the New Testament from Matthew through Revelation. And it is coming out on his birthday, October 25th. It's WWIB, 42 degrees, and good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the day that the planet Neptune was named.
Cool.
Yeah, 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered. It was actually discovered by a German astronomer on this day.
That's really cool.
Yeah, wow.
I love science.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing your planets is science.
There you go. Astronomy. Astronomy.
Did you learn it? Mary's violet eyes make Johnny stay up nights. Period.
I never remember that.
Oh, that's the Mars, Venus. Earth.
Okay.
Never
I remember how to learn the order of the Paul's epistles. Go eat popcorn. Galatians,
right.
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
I love it. That's more practical.
Give
Thank
me
you.
The planet one again. What is it?
Mary's violet eyes make Johnny stay up nights.
Mercury,
period.
Venus,
yeah,
et cetera. Yeah,
Saturn,
mm-hmm. Jupiter.
Yeah, gotcha.
Uh-huh. Very good.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, a voice just has been so, and I'm like, I'm going back to Saturday, the football game, but that seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it just feels like the remnants of being hoarse.
Yes.
So, anyhow, we have a surprise for you this morning after the 7:30 weather.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. 45 minutes away, the listeners and you, it's kind of a treat.
I love treats.
We will find out what that is. Let's play the feud.
Woohoo! Good answer. Good answer.
Or let's recall people who weren't very good at playing the feud. It's been on TV for a lot of years. But that doesn't mean that there aren't times when the contestants give an answer and you say,
wah, wah. Uh-huh. Which I can relate to because I cannot believe some of the things that come out of my mouth. So these are answers that contestants have given really quickly, and they are a little dubious, right?
Actual answers given on Family Feud. Let's rotate through these here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Name something a blind person might use.
A sword.
What the contestant actually said.
Name an occupation where you need a torch.
A burglar. Name an item of clothing worn by the Three Musketeers.
A horse.
Uh-huh.
Survey didn't say that.
Name something that floats in the water. I mean, never mind. I'm going to give you something else. Name something you wear on the beach.
A deck chair.
Uh-huh.
Actual answers given on Family Feud. A number you have to memorize.
7. Something you do before going to bed.
Sleep.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry. I'm the only one laughing. I hope not.
Well,
all
I think
in
it's,
the-
you know, you feel some pressure and it just kind of comes out, right?
Okay. So we've all blurted things out.
Right.
Yeah, so these are actual answers given on Family Feud.
Something you put on walls.
Roofs.
Interesting.
Something in the garden that's green.
Shed.
Could be.
You could have picked
could
flower,
be.
Grass. I don't know.
Actual answers from Family Feud. Something you might be allergic to.
Skiing.
It's a new one. Get the Benadryl out.
There's
I guess.
A lot of odd things you can be allergic to. I've never heard of that one. Something a cat does.
Goes to the toilet.
Goes to the toilet.
I wish my cat knew how to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you train them right.
Okay.
They are smart.
Something you do in the bathroom.
Decorate.
I mean, again, possibly, I guess.
Seasonal. Yes. Change out the towels.
Name an animal you might see at the zoo.
Dog.
All the animals. I guess, can you bring your dog to the zoo? There's a day, probably.
Probably.
Mark, finish us out.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, a sign of the zodiac.
April. Actual answers given on Family Feud. And again, you feel like, hey, I've got this opportunity to be on national television. I could win money. I'm going to be famous. And maybe infamous is what actually happened.
Listeners, I hope you thought that was funny. I thought it was.
We have found a good new music bed, though, to back us up. Indeed. Anytime we talk Family Feud. Well, as I put the podcast together for yesterday's program, I was inspired to put together this surprise for Susan and the listeners born out of yesterday's show.
Okay.
I'll leave our mics on.
Flavors, nothing more than flavors. That's the song Feelings for the elderly out there.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
And you are right on.
Trying to forget my feelings of love.
I love it.
A much less known song is this one. And I think maybe it's just too mushy.
Teardrops. Rolling down on my face. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
It's the
Joni Loves Chachi.
The show is Joni Loves Chachi. I don't know how long the show lasted. Not long enough. Erin Moran.
She didn't love Chachi that long.
She didn't. Feelings. For all my life I'll feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl.
Look what you inspired.
You'll never come again.
Listen.
Me in your eyes.
Just too mushy.
And I can tell you what came over you, Joni. It's hormones. And it's infatuation. And if you really want to love someone, love is a choice. And once that infatuation has subsided, then you will really know what it means to love. Sorry.
Wow.
You know, live on the next
Flavors.
Day.
Susan, dropping some knowledge.
Yes.
Some tunage.
Wow. I haven't heard that song in so long. Thank you, Mark.
Takes us back. All right. So Betty Reed Soskin is the nation's oldest park ranger. She's turning 100 years old.
Wow. Happy birthday, Betty.
I mean, I've talked before about remembering my grandma doing some part-time custodial work at 76. But wow, 100 and she's still on the job. I wonder if her friends ask her when she plans to retire. She began her career as a ranger when she was 85.
Isn't that amazing?
20 years after some people retire, she's just getting going.
I mean, yeah, 30. Yeah, some people retiring even in their mid-50s. Leading tours at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California.
Wow.
The centenarian is essentially a much-loved local celebrity who is also a civil rights activist, an author, and a business owner. The woman has lived life.
Wow.
Yes, she has. And I was doing a little bit more reading about Betty. She is from Cajun Creole extraction, and she knew that there were a lot of women of color. You know, Rosie the Riveter, white woman and really a wonderful person, but she said, I also wanted to bring other experiences to the visitors to this park that honored Rosie the Riveter. So she was really passionate about all American women who worked during World War II getting some attention.
Yeah.
And I love the passion. And
so is she not originally from California? Did she just say, if I'm going to be working up close to 100, I want to be in a nice climate?
I think it says she was originally from the New Orleans area, but she did move to California. And then when she heard about this museum, she thought, well, I can bring my flavor to that. So I love that. And, you know, every day I get up and I say, when is the part where we could just get to relax? And I'm not even 60. So now you have raised the bar, Betty, and I salute 85. You, and I love it.
Mm. Inspiring. Thank you. We appreciate it. Hey, friends.
Hey, friend.
We're going back to our 20s and things we wish we knew, right?
Yeah, or 50s. Yeah. That I got to learn.
I mean, whenever in life you learn these things, it's good to know them.
Uh-huh.
And this is wisdom from Reddit, which I love Reddit. And these are things that the question was thrown out. What's one thing you wish you knew in your 20s? So we're going to share that wisdom with you. Here are some really good answers here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Uh-huh.
Always save some money for a rainy day, even if all you can do is a small amount from every paycheck.
It's still something.
It adds up.
I try to do that.
You do?
Yeah. I try to take 10% and put it in savings. So
I like it.
Yeah. There you go. Things you wish you knew in your 20s, no matter how good you are or how hard you try, there will always be somebody with something bad to say about you and or your work. Mm-hmm. Don't sweat it. Be the best you can be. Learn from your mistakes and always move forward.
I like that.
Mine is a lot shorter. Credit card interest adds up fast.
Do you hear that? I feel like Dave Ramsey is saying amen. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? This is so good. The world isn't fair, and getting upset about that fact will only make you miserable.
Boy, something you try to teach the kids when they're young, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was told many times, don't ask for what's fair.
Right. You know, spiritually good point. And in life too. Good point.
Things you wish you knew in your 20s here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Money in has to be more than money out. Avoid debt at all costs. Oh. Do not use our government as an example.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's tough. You know, you go, there's... your money runs out and there's still a month to go, right?
Right.
That's a problem. That's right. A challenge. All right.
Okay, another thing people wish they had known in their 20s on the WIB Wake Up Show. In the deep of night, you only have to answer to yourself and the living God. So be who you are, not who you think others want you to be. Uh-huh. That is so
it's
true.
It's exhausting to try.
Yeah. Please God, not man. Ask him who he wants you to be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to stick with credit card. Just because you're approved for a credit card doesn't mean you manage money well.
Oh. So true.
Things you wish you knew in your 20s. No matter what other people say, everyone experiences life differently. All advice can only be taken as a suggestion. Don't mold your life to fit the advice, but rather the advice to fit your life. So, again, other than the word of God,
right.
Take things with a grain of salt, right?
Right, right. So, how about this? You determine your life. People cannot make you happy or grumpy. You choose to do or feel that way. And that is so true. Something happens. We choose how we respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's so wise.
I think about, again, analogies of shaking up a water bottle and what comes out of it. Well, only what was inside it.
True.
If there's water in my water bottle, milk won't come out of it. Mountain Dew won't come out of it. When I'm shaking
right.
up, what comes out is what was inside. And that was something, again, I go back to a lot of things my dad taught me too, but it's, oh, well, he made me mad. Well, no.
No.
My anger came out
right.
because of that, you know, shaking process.
That's right.
Or as one East Texas pastor once said during his time at the Chippewa Valley, if you don't have a goat, then your neighbor can't get it. So... Just worth noting that, it's almost to the 50th anniversary of the Jetsons. Premiered on ABC. No, is it longer than that? Do your math, Halvel. It's longer than that. 59th anniversary of the Jetsons. Wow. Talk about...
You know what I want to do? I want to rewatch some Jetsons and see exactly how many things they said were in the future are actually true now.
Right?
Right. Like she would just put some little food in the thing and open it up, it'd be done.
Uh-huh.
That was before microwaves.
Remember
we
when
have
they had that
now.
Flintstones and Jetsons crossover?
The mashup. Yeah. That was cool.
Original mashup.
Their dogs. What was their dogs? Rastro. That was the dog. He was cute. Yeah, that shows you, even into the future, we're going to love our pets, love mm-hmm. our dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, think about how futuristic it seemed, though, in 1962,
right?
For the Jetsons.
Pretty soon we will have flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be my pleasure to drive to work every morning.
They are, I mean, they have tested them, right?
They have?
Yeah.
Or if we don't get enough chips, we'll go back to the Flintstones car.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's a whole problem.
I like it.
For sure. Other favorite cartoons that you had?
Oh, I liked Mighty Mouse, and we hardly ever hear about him these days. Or Heckle and Jekyll.
Uh-huh.
They were two crows, I think. They were scamps. They were rascals.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like one of those old grainy, like 1930s cartoons.
Huh. Anyway. Bugs Bunny, I thought, was funny.
Yeah.
It used to be 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. We didn't watch it a ton, but every once in a while. So, and I don't know who my favorite character was, but Yosemite Sam, I always was a big fan.
He was cute. How about with Roadrunner? I mean, my empathy, I would just be like, don't do it, Coyote. You know this is going to backfire. Huh. It would be very stress me out, that poor little Roadrunner.
Also, I always wonder if there was an Acme company somewhere that would give you anything you wanted at any time.
Right. Yeah.
And I learned in French class that Roadrunner is actually female in France because her name is Mimi. After the name she makes.
Yeah.
After the sound she makes, she goes, Mimi.
Wow.
So Roadrunner is a boy in every country other than France.
Huh. Dropping knowledge.
The things you learn on this show.
And in 7th grade French class.
Very good. All right. Well, happy anniversary, Jetsons. You're older than I thought you were. 59, not 49. Do the math, Halvo. Here's Lincoln Brewster.